Chapter 11, Money Can't Buy Happiness, But It Can Buy Freedom, The Psychology of Financial Pressure, The $2 Problem. Marcus sits in the $2-$5 cash game with exactly $500. It's his rent money. He needs to turn it into $800 by Sunday, or he's homeless. Every bet feels like life or death. Every lost pot feels like personal failure. Every decision carries the weight of his entire future. Sarah sits in the same game with $500. But she has $50,000 in her poker bankroll and another $100,000 in her savings account. When she loses a pot, she's already thinking about the next hand. When she faces a difficult decision, she calculates expected value without the fog of desperation. They're playing the same game with the same money, but they're living in completely different psychological universes. Marcus is playing scared money, Sarah is playing freedom money. The truth, money doesn't buy happiness at the poker table, but it buys something even more valuable, psychological freedom. The freedom to make optimal decisions without the distortion of financial pressure. The scared money syndrome. Scared money is any money you can't afford to lose. It could be your rent money, your emergency fund, or money borrowed from a friend. The specific amount doesn't matter. What matters is the psychological weight it carries. The symptoms of scared money: risk aversion distortion, folding profitable situations because you can't handle the variance, avoiding plus EV spots because losing feels catastrophic, playing tighter than optimal due to fear, outcome dependency, judging every decision by its immediate result, getting emotionally devastated by normal losses, feeling like every pot determines your worth, time horizon compression, focusing on this session instead of long-term results, making decisions based on immediate needs rather than optimal strategy, unable to think beyond the current crisis, the scared money death spiral. 1. Financial pressure creates suboptimal play. 2. Suboptimal play creates losses. 3. Losses increase financial pressure. 4. Increased pressure creates even worse play. 5. The cycle continues until complete failure. The reality: most players will experience some degree of scared money at some point. The key is recognizing it and managing its effects. The freedom money advantage. When you're playing with properly bankrolled money, money you can afford to lose, everything changes. You're not just playing better poker. You're playing from a completely different psychological state. The characteristics of freedom money: true risk assessment. You can evaluate situations based on mathematical expected value rather than fear. Process focus. Decisions get judged by their quality, not their immediate outcomes. Long-term thinking: you optimize for many sessions rather than this session. Strategic purity. You can play optimal poker without compromise. The bankroll psychology framework. Your bankroll isn't just money, it's psychological ammunition. Every additional buy-in is another unit of decision-making freedom. The psychological bankroll thresholds. 0 to 10 buy-ins, survival mode. Every loss feels existential, unable to handle normal variance, makes scared money decisions regularly. Recommendation: play much lower stakes or take a break to build bankroll. 10 to 20 buy-ins, anxiety mode. Some breathing room, but still scared. Can handle small downswings but not large ones. Recommendation: focus on bankroll building over profit maximization. 20 to 40 buy-ins, comfort mode. Can handle normal variance without panic. Makes decisions based on EV rather than fear. Recommendation: standard bankroll management can play your normal game. 40 plus buy-ins, freedom mode. Variance becomes manageable and expected. Can take calculated risks that others avoid. Recommendation: can consider shot taking and game selection optimization. Practical scared money management. For players currently in scared money situations, immediate damage control. Drop down in stakes, play where your bankroll allows you to think clearly, even if it means playing $1/$2 instead of $2/$5. Set strict loss limits. Decide before you play how much you can lose without affecting your life. When you hit that limit, stop. Shorten your sessions. Play shorter sessions to reduce the impact of variance on your mental state. Focus on fundamentals. Stick to basic, proven strategies rather than trying to get fancy. Gradual improvement strategies. Build your bankroll. Slowly, add money to your poker bankroll only from winnings or excess income, never from living expenses. Separate your accounts. Keep poker money completely separate from bill money. Track your progress. Monitor your bankroll growth and psychological comfort level. Practice mental game. Work on accepting variance and separating results from decision quality. The three types of poker money. Understanding which type of money you're playing with helps you manage your psychology and expectations. Type 1, proper bankroll money. Characteristics, money allocated specifically for poker, properly bankrolled, can afford to lose. Psychology, relaxed, focused on long-term EV. Strategy, play your best game, focus on optimal decisions. Type 2, entertainment money. Characteristics, money budgeted for fun, treating poker as paid entertainment. Psychology, relaxed but possibly not optimizing for profit. Strategy, focus on learning and enjoyment while still playing well. Type 3, scared money. Characteristics, money you need for living expenses or borrowed money. Psychology, anxious, desperate, focused on short-term results. Strategy, don't play with this money, it's a recipe for disaster. The bankroll building reality. For most players, you'll never have a perfect bankroll. The goal is to minimize scared money effects while building your bankroll gradually. Realistic bankroll building. Start small. Begin at stakes, where you can afford 20 plus buy-ins. Move up gradually. Don't jump stakes until you have proper bankroll for the new level. Expect setbacks. Bankroll building isn't linear. You'll have downswings. Stay disciplined. The temptation to play higher with a smaller bankroll is constant. The 20 buy-in rule. Minimum standard. Never play with less than 20 buy-ins for your chosen stakes. Conservative approach, 30 to 40 buy-ins provides more psychological comfort. For recreational players, even 10 to 15 buy-ins can work if you're disciplined about moving down after losses. The income replacement trap. Warning, many players dream of replacing their job income with poker winnings. This creates dangerous psychological pressure. Why income replacement usually fails? Pressure to perform. Every session becomes about paying bills rather than playing optimally. Variance intolerance. Bad runs become financial crises rather than normal variance. Volume over quality. You prioritize time at the table over game selection. Skill development stops. You focus on grinding rather than improving. The realistic approach. For most players, treat poker as a profitable hobby with proper bankroll management, not a career replacement. For serious players, build a massive bankroll and multiple income streams before considering poker as primary income. For everyone, keep your day job until poker income consistently exceeds job income over multiple years. Managing financial pressure. Even with perfect bankroll management, you'll occasionally face financial pressure. Here's how to minimize its effects. Pre-session preparation. Mental check. Ask yourself, can I afford to lose this money without it affecting my life? Set limits. Decide your loss limit before you play, not during. Emotional state. Don't play when you're financially stressed about non-poker issues. During play. Monitor your decisions. Watch for signs that financial pressure is affecting your play. Take breaks. If you feel yourself playing scared, step away from the table. Stick to fundamentals. Don't try to get fancy when under pressure. Post-session analysis. Honest assessment. Did financial pressure affect any of your decisions? Adjust for next time. If scared money affected your play, consider playing lower stakes or taking a break. The freedom money mindset. The goal, develop a healthy relationship with money that allows you to play optimal poker. Key principles, money as a tool. Think of poker money as a business tool, not personal wealth. Variance is natural, except that money will flow in cycles, not steady streams. Process over results. Judge your success by decision quality, not short-term outcomes. Sustainable approach. Build your poker finances gradually and sustainably. The bottom line, freedom is the ultimate edge. Money can't buy happiness at the poker table, but it can buy freedom. And freedom, the psychological ability to make optimal decisions without the distortion of financial pressure, is a massive edge in poker. The goal isn't to get rich quick. The goal is to build sustainable financial management that allows you to play your best poker. The paradox. The money you can afford to lose is the money you're most likely to win. The money you need to win is the money you're most likely to lose. The reality. Most players will always have some degree of financial pressure. The key is minimizing its effects through proper bankroll management, realistic expectations, and disciplined play. Action steps. 1. Assess your current situation. How much financial pressure are you playing under? 2. Implement proper bankroll management. Play at stakes where you have 20-plus buy-ins. 3. Set strict loss limits. Decide how much you can lose without affecting your life. 4. Separate your money. Keep poker money completely separate from living expenses. 5. Build gradually. Add to your bankroll only from winnings or excess income. 6. Monitor your mental game. Watch for signs that financial pressure is affecting your decisions. Remember, the best poker decision is often not to play at all if you're not properly bankrolled for the stakes. Financial freedom in poker isn't about having millions. It's about having enough that variance doesn't destroy your decision-making. In the next chapter, we'll explore how this financial freedom integrates with image management and strategic adaptation. Because once you have the freedom to play optimal poker, you need to understand how to present yourself at the table to maximize that edge.